Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Common Sense with Dr. Ben Carson. I'm your host, Ben Carson, and I'm here with a fascinating guest today. We have Kimberly Fletcher, who is very busy. I mean, she is first and foremost the wife of a retired Air Force officer and mother of, get this, 8 children. And she's also president and founder of Moms for America and Moms for America Action. In addition to that, she's an author, a columnist, a radio host, a contributing writer to townhall.com. She's been featured on numerous national media outlets like The Buzz, Newsmax, AON, OAN, Rush Limbaugh Show, Fox News, etc. So when you sit there and say, "I don't have time," think about her. She's got plenty to do on her plate. But she's a powerful force for the movement of parental rights and education, and has, and I quote from the Moms for America website, "made it her personal mission to educate and inspire the women of America to realize their immeasurable worth and powerful influence in our country and culture simply by being who they are." So welcome, Kimberly. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. You are one of my heroes, sir.
Well, thank you. And let's jump right into some things that are going on today. According to the Dow Jones Market Data Group, Anheuser-Busch, which is the parent company of Bud Light, lost roughly $27 billion in market value in wake of their now infamous partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender activist and influencer. And that represents a 20% drop in market value for a boycott that seemingly is continuing. They thought it would just be a little quick thing and it would go away, but people are pretty steadfast. And then Target found themselves in a similar situation with the release of their LGBTQ friendly, family friendly, clothing friendly for kids. And their stock has lost $13.8 billion in 2 weeks. It's really quite interesting. I'd like to get your take on what's going on there. Is it a win for conservatives? And does it represent maybe a desire for society to return to being grounded in truth?
I would say that it is a win at a measurable level, but we cannot stop. What it is it's our voice. We are looking at every opportunity that we have available to us to stand up and speak out against this culture that's just attacking every aspect of our society. We have very specific principles and values that unite us as American people. And those principles and values made our country the freest, most prosperous nation on earth. And that is what is under attack here. And when you you look at all of the things that are coming our way, you can tell that the ultimate objective is to kill God. Yeah. And so that destroy the family, destroy freedom. And so this is our way of standing up against that culture and saying, no, we're not going to have that. And we're going to use the power of the purse to make sure that our voice is heard.
And the people do have substantial power. There's no question about that. You know, you see that these companies are starting to pivot a little bit, and that's fun. But particularly the radical gender ideology and the transgenderism, we've seen people moving away from common sense and truth. I mean, who would have ever thought that it would have been controversial to refer to a biological man or a biological woman? And yet those things are considered controversial now. And who would have thought that it would be controversial to say that a biological man shouldn't be competing in women's sports? You know, the last I checked, men and women were different. And who would have thought it was hate speech to say that a man can't have a baby? I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on. But, you know, men don't have uteruses. They don't have ovaries. And the last I checked, they had an X and a Y chromosome, and women had an X and an X chromosome. I mean, they're always talking about science and biology, except for when it doesn't suit their purposes, then they go completely off the deep end. Have we lost our minds? What is going on in our society?
Somebody has. You know, there's a really great story by Hans Christian Andersen, The Emperor's New Clothes. And what we tell moms is you need to read this story to your children every day so that when they go out in the world, they can say, excuse me, the emperor is naked. Instead of buying into this whole entire idea that he's got this great new set of clothes. I mean, we're grabbing onto all of these crazy ideas that make absolutely no sense whatsoever. And when you look at the world, you can see that all of the British nations that have gone in that direction before us, they travailed that path before we did, are now realizing the great detriment that it is to their society and their culture and the future of their countries. And they're pulling back on it.
Exactly.
We're pursuing it more. I mean, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If Europe is supposed to be the cool guys, according to the left, why aren't we following them and getting rid of all of this nonsense?
Exactly. Well, you know, I think in our case, they've been at it for a long time. A lot of us think that this is something of recent origin. But if you go and you look at the congressional record for January the 10th, 1963, read into the congressional record were the goals of the Communist Party in the United States. They've accomplished almost all of those things in their attempt to transition us. And you may have heard of Khrushchev and what he told Eisenhower 60 mm-hmm. plus years ago. He said, your grandchildren's children will live under communism and we will not have to fire one shot. So, you know, they've been at this for a long time. And one of their goals, gain control of the school systems so they can indoctrinate the kids, gain control of the media so they could spoon feed the people, you know, destroy our faith and our families. Many of the Marxists have said in a sort of a backhand complimentary way, the United States is too powerful for us to bring down militarily, but we can bring them down from the inside by attacking their faith and their families. And it seems like that's a lot of what's going on right now.
And, you know, it absolutely is. There's a great book. It's called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And it was written in the early 1970s by a gentleman. I believe he was a professor at a university. I'm not sure. And he had been hearing all about this, you know, the communists are coming. And he's like, oh, my gosh, this is ridiculous. And so he decided he was going to go on a pursuit to prove the kooks wrong. And after 9 months of exhaustive research and investigation, he proved them right. And he wrote this book. And it names names, and it talks about, you know, where all this started. I mean, it started the moment that the Constitution was signed, when some of our own founding fathers started to go off the rails. And it's very easy when you have that power to become corrupt. And that's, you know, that's what the Bible tells us. You will become corrupt when you have power. Ultimate power corrupts ultimately. Our founding fathers said the same thing. So in 1913, that's when things got really, really bad. And 1913 was a really, really bad year for America. And he talks about that in his book. And there were five men who were involved in bringing the Rothschild idea of international banking systems into the United States. And they were behind the Federal Reserve and the 1913 bad year, Federal Reserve, compulsory education, the 16th and 17th Amendments. Those were seeds that were laid right back then to bring us to where we are today. Yeah. And now the fruits of their work are being seen. Well, there's two things about this book that's very profound. One is, he says at the beginning, the role of every conspiracy is to convince everyone else that there is no conspiracy. And then the other part is the five men that were involved. Of course, Rockefeller was one, everybody knows that. But one of the gentlemen who was involved in it, they called him the Colonel, and I don't know if he actually was a colonel. He was the one that brought them all together. And one of the men who led the charge, his name was Jacob Schiff. Now, I don't know if he is related to Adam Schiff, but the name is spelled exactly correctly. And I know that they passed this legacy of destruction on from generation to generation and give them all kinds of perks and opportunities to be able to continue that legacy of destruction. While we have been over the last, you know, several decades living the American dream. And the whole entire time we've been living it, we forgot to preserve and protect it. So one of the things that we help moms understand is their history and their heritage. We give back what they have been stolen, what's been stolen from them, because they don't teach it in schools anymore. And we have our cottage meeting project, which is like Tupperware for Liberty. And moms bring their friends and neighbors into their home, and they learn America's history and heritage through the cottage meeting. They learn the principles of liberty and the Constitution in a way that instantly resonates with them. And then that's what activates them to fight for something, for the American values that we have. And that's what leads them to run for office, to get involved in their communities, to start cottage meetings in their homes. It is really exciting when you understand what the real story of America is, why America is so unique, and why it's worth fighting for. And that's what we give back to these moms.
Absolutely. That's so vitally important. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, and I'm sure you've noticed also, is that the rule of law seems to be forgotten about by many who are in charge of our nation today. They don't punish criminals for doing bad things, and it's causing a lot of chaos. But what is really concerning is John Adams said that our system was designed for a moral and religious people, and is wholly inadequate for the governance of any other. I think we have any other going on right now. They're not moral. They're not religious. And when we have a Department of Justice that obstructs and goes after only one side and doesn't believe in equal distribution of justice, we got a real problem on our hands, because
yes, we do.
Right now, let's say you have a hypothetical situation where you have an executive branch that decides that it wants to go off the rail and do illegal things, and you have a Department of Justice that just says, I don't care. I'm not going to investigate it. I'm not going to do anything about it. Well, wouldn't that hypothetical administration be encouraged to do even more illegal things?
Yeah.
And to say, nobody's going to do anything to me. The Department of Justice is in my back pocket. No one's doing anything. I can do anything I want. And really, I think our founders could foresee that. And that's why they gave us the kind of system that they gave us, because the only remedy for a situation like that is the people. And the
Agreed.
People have to get to a point where they understand the level of corruption, and they are willing to stand up for what they believe in. Because you can't really be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave. And you have to be willing to stand up and maybe take a few slings and arrows for the sake of our children, our grandchildren, and the people who are coming after us. We can't all be afraid. And I sense that in your organization. I'm very glad about it. One of your sister organizations, I think they're called Moms for Liberty, was just named as a terrorist organization by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah.
What a bunch of crazy.
I know. We've been on the list for a few years now, and so when Moms for Liberty got put on the list, I said, "Well, welcome to the club, guys. If you're not on the Southern Poverty Law Center, you're not over the target." You know,
we need to
continue to fight for those values, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, aside from the fact that there are the biggest hate group, they're honestly a joke. It's an absolute joke. And the fact that we give any credibility to them is insane. And you have all these now members of Congress who will now point to that and say, "Oh, well, we can't associate with them, or we can't, you know, have them come and speak on behalf of a bill or whatever because they're on that list." Well, that's the whole reason why Southern Poverty Law Center exists. It's another way to take over the country, being able to list the scare tactics and so that mainly the Democrat Party, the Marxists, those who are trying to take over the country, use it as a tool and a weapon to silence us. And I will not be silenced. I don't know how everybody else decides to identify, but I identify as a bull shark, and you're not going to take this one down.
Amen. Well, a few years ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center put me on their list.
Of course they did.
And they got so much grief that they publicly apologized and said they were
really
incorrect.
maybe we should try that one. Moms for Liberty, Moms for America, uniting together and start putting major pressure on them. And I just think we need to start calling things like this out. I mean, one of the things that we do a mama bear training, and we take it across the country, and we do it, you know, we can do it an hour and a half in an evening. So that's where I'm always traveling, and our moms, we have moms who teach this too. In the first 15 minutes of this presentation, we give them a really good solid history of the despots of the world who have, you know, created the greatest atrocities against humanity. And they realize that within that first 15 minutes, who the enemy really is and what we're facing. And the stark reality is that right now in our country, we're living in Mao's China, Hitler's Germany, and Stalin's Russia. Mm. And most of the American people have no idea that that is where we're at. And they're using the schools, they're using the media, they're using every single influence within our culture to create this idea that socialism and communism is the utopia that everybody wants. Absolutely. But it's a lie. And the reason why we keep losing the culture is because we're fighting principle with policy. And we need to start fighting principle with principle. Because when we do, freedom wins. And just like they have infused their principles of big government, communism, and socialism into all aspects of our society and our culture, we need to do the same for freedom. We cannot step back and let there be a void, because the devil doesn't let the void stay there. He starts moving in. And so we have to start taking ground. Don't give up any more ground and start taking it. And that is what we're actively involved in, holding the line right now, but pushing that ball of freedom down the field as well.
Amen. Well, you sound like the kind of warrior that we need. And we will be right back with Kimberly Fletcher in 1 minute. Stay with us.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back with our fascinating guest, Kimberly Fletcher, the founder of Moms for America. Kimberly, can you tell us what initially motivated you to start Moms for America? I imagine as a mother of eight children, that may have had something to do with it.
That had a big part in it. It was actually 9/11. My husband was stationed at the Pentagon on 9/11, and through a series of literal miracles, he came home safe that day. And I remember when he walked in the door, the first thing I did was drop to my knees and thank God that he came home safe. And the second thing I did is look at my children. And the question kept coming to my mind, how did we get here? How did I not know that this was a danger that was in our backyard? I had no idea. And all my whole life, I'd been patriotic. I'd pledged the flag. I stood for the national anthem. I mean, that's how we were raised in school, right? The whole entire society supported those values. And then suddenly it's like your whole world is turned upside down. And that was the day that I went from being patriotic to being a patriot. And I have been on the front lines of freedom ever since. 3 years later, in 2004, I founded Moms for America in a living room in Dayton, Ohio with 27 women who all became the first members. And very quickly it grew into a national membership. And now we have over 500,000 moms in this network across the country. And we are in every state, multiple communities, and it's just moms rising up and saying, especially 2020, that just really just accelerated this growth. Because I'll tell you, Dr. Carson, for two decades, I'd been trying to convince people of two things. One, everything is local. And two, you really need to pay attention to what's happening in your kids' classroom. And they just kept looking at me like a helicopter parent with a tinfoil hat. And then in 2020, when they saw it with their own eyes, they started flooding to our website and saying, Okay, we believe you now. What do we do? And so now we empower them to be effective, to not just fight against something, but to fight for something. And giving them their history and their culture back, that is empowering. And our threefold mission is empower moms, promote liberty, and raise patriots. Mm-hmm. And we're on a destiny-shaping mission. And that's why we're rallying these moms across the country, to empower them to be effective in the battles they face in their own backyards.
Well, what can people do, and how can people get in contact with you? What's your contact information for Moms for America?
Our website is momsforamerica.us. We are on all social media platforms. We have just recently, since Elon Musk took over Twitter, have been allowed to come back to Twitter because we had our account had been completely suspended. So they don't like us talking or asking questions. But we now have a voice, a platform. We also have our own app. But if you come to momsforamerica.us, you'll get all the information and can join this network and be a powerful force for good.
Amen. Well, let's switch focus a little bit here to education. Imagine being a youngster today in today's world. First of all, being shut out from school for a couple of years, being forced to wear a mask, for a couple of years, being told not to go near your grandmother because you may kill her even though you feel okay. If you're a white kid, being told that you're an oppressor and all your ancestors were oppressors and horrible people who caused everybody's problems. If you're a minority, that you can't possibly succeed in this society because it's stacked against you. And then on top of all that, you may not actually be a girl or a boy. Is it any surprise that we have so many psychiatric problems showing up amongst our young people these days? It's a mental health crisis. And then you couple that with the very low test scores, and we're going in the wrong direction. We were already behind most of the industrialized nations. Now we're falling far behind them educationally. And has that been a major concern for Moms for America? What's happening to our kids in terms of their education? Because, education is really the key to being able to realize the American dream. It's there for you if you will take advantage of it.
Absolutely. I ran for school board in 2003 in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which was a bedroom community of Washington, D.C. And that was my big, I'd seen some of the things that were happening from creative spelling to, whatever you want to do in kind of math. I saw the things that they were trying to push on kids. But it was really 2003 where I started to realize the indoctrination in political agendas that were infiltrating our schools. And I did not realize just how bad it was. And of course, it's increased. But it's gotten to the point now where the whole entire curriculum is wrapped around pushing sex down our kids' throats and teaching them to hate their country, hate their neighbor, hate themselves, and completely be disenfranchised from their parents. And they are actively working to put the government in control of the children by telling the children, we'll protect you from your parents.
Right.
And don't tell your parents. You know, when I was growing up, my mom always told me, when somebody tells you, don't tell your mom, that's the first thing you come and do. And so now they're saying, don't tell your parents. And they're doing everything that they can to keep out of our sight what's happening in the classroom. So like 25 years ago, they started the stay at school books. Do you remember that? They're books that stay at school. They don't go home.
Right.
And they had all these great reasons why, well, they're not coming back and it costs a lot of money. But the truth was, they didn't want parents to see what their children were reading or being exposed to. And now they're going to all digital curriculum. So not only is screen time not good for kids, I mean, they should be holding a book in their hands and reading classical art and classical works, but they're not. They're reading, I can't even tell you what they're reading because it would mortify the people who are listening. But let me just say that everything that you have too. Everything that you think that's happening in the school, and as bad as you think it is, times it by 100 and you're close. And these kids are being bombarded with this every day. And the suicide rate among young white boys has just skyrocketed because they're the lowest of the low. They're told every day, you're going to be a rapist. You're hate black people. You hate Hispanic people. You're just a horrible person. And they have nothing to believe in. And everything that gives us purpose and passion from our very identity, children of God, children of a family, children of this great country, has been taken away from us. And when you give it back, when they can believe in something bigger than themselves and unite together on the principles that do unite us, that gives them something to believe in. This idea of the American dream has been stolen from them, and we need to give it back to them.
Absolutely.
So the kids today are under insurmountable pressure, and we as parents need to realize what they're facing and stand with them as their advocates and stand against it together. And the other thing I can tell you is that largely the teachers who are out there are as opposed to this as we are, but they are afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid of being called out. And school board members, the same thing. Most of them agree with us, but they're intimidated. They're bullied. They're convinced by the school board associations that are right there to swoop them in once they're elected, that to be a good school board member, you're just a good head nodder. And if there's never enough money, don't ask any questions, listen to the superintendent. And that's what's going on. We have this huge army that's fighting against us, trying to steal the hearts and minds of our children. And the reason why they put us on Southern Poverty Law Center is because we're standing in their way.
There's no question about it. And, you know, you probably, like myself, have been the target of cancellation. They try to do that. But the way I kind of look at it, against the backdrop of eternity, it really doesn't matter what they do down
right.
here. It's just for a second.
But, I answer to my God. I don't answer to them.
Exactly. It's the reason that we started the Little Patriots program in American Cornerstone, because we know how they're trying to indoctrinate our kids. And the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Well, we want to get in there early, so we have a K-5 educational program, free of charge, by the way, because we get wonderful people to underwrite the cost of it. Beautiful animations, interactive things that tell our children who we really are, what our founding principles are, and our real history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the fact of the matter is, if you're objective, there's a lot more good than there is bad and ugly. And a lot of the others on the other side, they take the bad and the ugly, and they try to take that and build our whole history on that and our whole future on that. What a bunch of garbage. And, you know, they take something like slavery, which admittedly was a horrible thing. There's no question about that. But You know, to try to make all the little white kids feel guilty about that, they don't tell the truth at all. The truth of the matter is, in the South, most white families did not have slaves. That was for the aristocrats. And there were black families that owned slaves, particularly in New Orleans. About 28% of the black families had slaves. You know, and you have to realize that in Africa, where the slaves were coming from, they were being sold by other tribes who had captured them and were using them for slaves. So if you go back to the history of mankind, virtually every society has dealt with slavery. That does not make America uniquely evil because we had slavery. What makes us unique is that we had so many people who were opposed to it that we fought a bloody civil war to get rid of it and lost a large portion of our population. That tells you some of the underlying principles of who we are as a nation. And we have to grab those things, and we have to be aggressive in the way that we present them. And so that's why we created American Cornerstone Institute to start with, and why we have the Little Patriots program, and we'll continue to do that. And we will be back in a minute for another short episode with Kimberly Fletcher.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back with more Common Sense. I hope you've been listening to this podcast and heard some real common sense and some real courage. You know, we don't have to despair. We have power. We the people. It will not be the government. It will be the people who will save our country. And you have to be a part of that. And you have to have courage. But Kimberly, I want to ask you, you know, some of the critics say that the parents who are getting involved are outspoken parents, like that's supposed to be a bad thing. They're supposed to be outspoken. I'm glad they are. But, you know, they're saying that we're trying to ban speech and ban books and have a whitewash history, stifle freedom. What do you say about that and this whole book banning argument?
Well, I would say that if you have a book that you take into a school board meeting and you read it and they tell you that you can't read it because it's on public TV and it goes against FCC standards, then it shouldn't be in the classroom. So this isn't about banning books. This is about removing things from the classroom that should not be there. So one of the things that we're doing, we actually work with John Rich on this, the country singer. He came up with this idea. It was brilliant. And we're calling it the FCC standard, and it just passed in Texas. And basically, it's takes away the protection of education because they're hiding all this, quote, curriculum behind the word education so that you can't come after them with any kind of legal arguments. So the FCC standard bill takes that away. And it's clear, it just is a clear thing. It makes all the sense in the world. If you can't show it on TV and you can't air it on the radio, you can't have it in the classroom. So it doesn't matter if it's a book or if it's digital, if it's the teacher speaking it. And then that whoever it is that's delivering that then becomes a pedophile and a sexual groomer, just like anybody else grooming our kids. And then we can file legal action against them. That's one of the ways that this is going to stop: legislation, litigation. But the most important thing is the parents are informed and continue to stand up and speak out. And if that makes us outspoken, God be it, because because that is what we are supposed to do: protect and defend our children. We are the keepers of the culture. We are the ones who are responsible for the nurture and care of our children. They do not belong to the government. They belong to us. And all of those organizations out there are there to support us, not to regulate us or restrict us or remove us. We are the ones who are responsible for the growth of those children. Everyone else supports us. I cannot say that enough. Parental rights are fundamental and supreme, already protected in the Constitution. And that is one of the things we teach moms right away. And when they go into a school board meeting, we make sure that they know that that very empowering tool, that you are the keepers, that your rights come from God, not government, that the rules that they're throwing on you are not just. We have school boards who are eliminating parent comments, not public comments, parent comments. A simple letter from one of the attorney firms, the legal firms that we work with, and it's gone. So we have a lot of resources with us that we have not had before. And one of the greatest things that ever happened, it's really a gift, was when the media reported on what happened in Loudoun County, because this has been going on for years and the media never paid attention to it. When they shone the light on it, calling us out, it actually had the opposite result. It empowered parents all over the country. So are we outspoken? Yes. And I encourage parents out there, keep speaking out.
Amen. Well, you know, the National School Board Association labeled the parents domestic terrorists. this really ridiculous. And I thank you for bringing some common sense. I mean, the stuff that you're talking about, we used to know that stuff. Mm-hmm. It used to be part of our culture. And, what's happened is as the families have dissolved, and, you know, we're down to 23.1 million traditional nuclear families in America. It's rapidly dissolving. And over 30%, I think it's closer to 40% of kids now, by the time they reach age 16, have lived in either a single-parent home or a home in which there's a single parent and a cohabitator. You know, what happened to the sense of commitment that allowed marriage and kept marriages together? I mean, that's a whole nother topic, but,
right.
But you know, that's where the values get transferred. So if you destroy that family structure, what happens to the passing on of traditional values? And that's why you get people who don't care about anything. They don't care about life. You'll see these young people get guns and go out and just start shooting people. They don't have that value for human life anymore. It's a serious problem. And, you know, they say it's always darkest before the dawn. Well, sometimes it has to get pretty dark before people can see the light. I think we're there. I think people are starting to see the light. They're starting to wake up, and you're part of that. And just before we close, in addition to thanking you, I'd like to give you a chance to give your final thoughts on what's going on with moms and with our country.
Sure. So I would just like to say, when Benjamin Franklin signed the Constitution of the United States, he did so with tear-filled eyes. There was a marker above the General Washington's seat that looked like it was a sun. And he couldn't tell. He said, as he went to sign the Constitution, he said, "I couldn't tell if it was a rising sun or a setting one." Mm-hmm. And as he signed the Constitution, he said, "I know now, sir, it is a rising sun." Amen. So I agree with you. It is darkest before the dawn. We can be the light. And the only way to counter the darkness is to be the light. There's a great quote that says, you can't never argue with an idiot because they'll drag you down to their level and win on experience. You cannot fight darkness with darkness. We need to be the light. And that is what we at Moms for America are focused on doing, being the light everywhere we are, shining the light on the darkness, exposing it for what it is, but creating and generating that light within our own homes and in the hearts of our children to raise a new generation of patriots who will stand up and carrying the banner of liberty and heal our land.
Amen. Well, I can't thank you enough for being part of the regimen that will get our country back. We will get our country back. This is America. We've been through some pretty horrible things. This is as bad as anything, quite frankly. I think we're on the verge of turning into something else if we don't rise to the occasion. But it's organizations like Moms for America that will make the difference. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the sake of America.
Thank you, sir.
And we will be back with my closing prescription for the week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Joy that was talking to Kimberly Fletcher, a courageous mom and someone who represents we the people and the power that we have to make changes. We don't have to simply sit back and complain. We can all get involved at whatever level we are. And if you're a concerned parent, your assignment for this week, check out both www.littlepatriotslearning.com and www.momsforamerica.us. And check out the invaluable resources that they have to help to get our young people back on the right track and to stand up for this country and to love our country and to realize that it is a good place and not an evil place, and that they're a part of making it into a wonderful place for all of us. And that's it for this week. Don't forget to subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can go back and listen to all the older podcasts. There are more than 50 of them by going to AmericanCornerstone.org. And make sure you tell others about it, rate us, review us, because you're a part of bringing common sense back, making sure that common sense is common once again. And don't forget the cornerstones, faith, liberty, community, and life. See you next week.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.